I want to get back on to it's a question of personal biography. C.S. Lewis says somewhere that the student of Greek, the boy studying Greek, is working hard to memorize his conjugations and his declensions, and at a certain point, it's tough work to master mm-hmm. those paradigms. But Lewis goes on to say he may not fully understand the great pleasure that he is going to have later when he can read Homer or other Greek literature and enter into the Greek mind with thinking their thoughts, mm-hmm. and following them in their original tongue. And he also says something about a time when a student of language no longer sub-vocalizes or has to translate in his head. There's a time when you hear the word naos, the Greek for ship, and you don't think of the word ship anymore. Mm-hmm. You just think of that image of this craft on the waves mm-hmm. with a sail and so forth. That's a naos. It's not a ship. It's a naos. And I wonder when in your life, a naos was a naos and not a ship. When does that happen as you start working with a language like Latin?
I think the key there is to reading and reading often. Mm-hmm. For me, grammar is a means to an end, and it's an important means. You need to understand your grammar so that you can mm-hmm. move swiftly through the waters. Mm-hmm. You need to understand what an oar is and how to use it and how best to paddle mm-hmm. if you want to have an enjoyable kayaking trip, mm-hmm. right? So I would say grammar is the same way. You need to understand your forms and how to use them and how they appear. So that when you get to the level where you can read literature, you can climb in that kayak, you can sail down the river, mm-hmm. and you can enjoy the scenery and the wildlife and the scenes that come into view as you take that trip. Mm-hmm. And I would say that trip could probably begin about midway, second, third year of a Latin grammar course. I'm thinking in terms of Latin Alive more than grammar school Latin, because mm-hmm. grammar school Latin really slows that process down. They're taking some time to look at those grammar forms. Mm-hmm. But I would say as you begin to read Latin literature, the more you do it, the more easily that's going to come. The first time you get into a kayak or the first time you get on a bike, you're wobbly. Mm-hmm. It feels uncomfortable. You feel uncertain, maybe a little bit scared, nervous. Mm-hmm. It's unfamiliar. But the more you read, the more you exercise, the more you practice, mm-hmm. the more easily it will come. Mm. And before you know it, if you look back, you realize, wow, I've come a long way and I can do so much more. I can read so much more. Mm. And then the doors fly open, mm-hmm. and you can read such a variety of pieces of literature that you can really enjoy mm-hmm. poetry, history, stories, mm-hmm. all sorts of wonderful things. Mm.